Pastor Larry Huck is founder and pastor of DFW New Beginnings Church in Dallas, Texas. This powerful teaching series is called Covenant of Greatness. Today's message is part three, The Sign of Your Covenant. Now, here's Pastor Larry Huck with today's message.
We are not created for failure, but you and I are created, according to the scripture, you are created for greatness. Can I have an amen? Amen. You are about to birth that greatness in your life that you were destined from. It's all been practice up till now. It's your turn to birth that miracle. Now, when God began to deal with me, and I'm trying to get this through real quick, God said one of the things that the people don't understand is they don't understand what it really means in the area of covenant. You know, I can remember, and I won't mention names, but I can remember when I first started coming into television ministry, I had the privilege of being with two very, very powerful, famous Christian ministers. And I was just, nobody ever heard of me, and I don't know why I was there, except it must have been one of those appointed times. And so it was me and these two men standing in the hallway of this facility, and I heard these two guys talking about this guy that used to work for him suing him, and this guy doing this, and this person doing that. And it really confused me. And I said to them, I said, you know what? The church doesn't understand what it means to be in covenant. We use the word, but we don't really understand. It's just kind of become a cliche. And I told these guys, I said, you know, with me, you'll never have to watch your back. Because covenant means, when we make covenant, covenant means that everything in me, this is why I labor and study the word and doctrine, everything in me that I have, I need to put forward to see you become successful. Listen to this. Covenant means to be permanently identified. Covenant means to be totally loyal. Covenant in Hebrew means it's more sacred than life itself. Covenant means that I need to, before we make covenant with someone, we need to count the cost. Now you think about covenant with Jesus and everything that happened with Jesus. And there's no time for me to get into all of this. But everything that Jesus did was a Hebrew or a Jewish sign of what it really meant in covenant. And you think about counting the cost. And you go to where Jesus first shed his blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus said, Father, if there be some other way, let this cup pass. Because he knew what it was going to cost him if he came in covenant with you and I. It wouldn't cost him a few dollars. It wouldn't cost him a few days. It was going to cost Jesus his life. And the Bible says, but then he said, after counting the cost, Father, not my will, but thine be done. And he began to sweat blood, and he began to buy back and redeem us by that blood. This is a man who understood counting the cost of covenant. It means to be permanently connected. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Somebody say never.
Never.
Never. Now, I know this upsets a lot of people, but I'm telling you something. Once I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, he's not going to leave me. I may walk away from him, but he's going to follow me wherever I go. You may have children or grandchildren that have walked away, or a husband or a wife that walked away. No, I'm walking away. But I'm telling you, he's going to be there. He's going to get them saved. He's going to bring them back to the kingdom, because he said, I've made covenant and I will never leave. You can run, but you cannot hide.